Got a question.
Yes.
Class.
Yes, student.
Teacher.
Yes, Mr. Spazano.
98.9 to Buzz, Spazano and Sandy, Baby University.
Yeah, it's Buzz Baby University. So you guys are the professors, too. You got to help me. 222-2899.
It has to do with breastfeeding.
Okay. Yes. What do you need to know?
Will you show me how? No. The question I have is, it started with a Facebook post that I was... It was an extreme post. It freaked me out a little bit.
Oh.
And I showed my wife and it freaked her out too. But I need to know. I need to know the right time to stop. So this Facebook post is like, little buddy got home from kindergarten. He was so tired. All he wanted was mommy. And there he was, this giant man-sized head breastfeeding from his mom at... kindergarten age, 6 years
no.
old.
Yes. Are you sure the
yep.
baby was nursing?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It wasn't just snuggling.
Nope. No, it was
Why
like.
Why did she post that?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
She's trying to stir up some controversy.
Well, a lot of people.
6 years old?
Right. Isn't that kindergarten age?
6 years old is too old. I mean, I don't,
oh, yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say that. Hold on. I retract that statement. Because I hate when people, when I was pregnant, they were already setting up what I should do, what is right and wrong. And then there's a lot of mama guilt if you don't follow what everyone else thinks is right and wrong.
Yeah.
So I would never want to judge. If that woman thinks 6 years old is fine, I can't see myself doing that. The minute you have teeth, I'm out.
Right? That's what
I'm
my wife said.
I'm pulling the boob.
Yeah.
It ain't yours anymore, my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, giving it back to daddy. Supposed to laugh. But I'm serious. There's like, there's
I thought I was going to have an adult conversation with you.
What's
about
the cutoff? I'm serious. Like, is it okay? 222 Buzz, please help us out here.
Well, again, there was a lot of pressure to keep nursing as long as you can, but not a lot of women can. 6 years old. I mean, a year. I say 6 months to a year, right? Is
yeah.
the standard goal. But again, if you don't, gosh, don't put any pressure on your wife. Don't even have a say in this.
Really?
Not, and I know this is your baby too, and I know you should have a say. I don't know. What do you guys think? 222-2899. But I feel like even if you were to say, hey, we're going to nurse, right? Because there's a lot of health benefits to it.
Correct.
You're already putting pressure on her because some moms, some babies, they just don't, it just doesn't work
yeah, it just
even
doesn't work.
From
yeah.
day one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can intend to do that, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I saw the post and I was like, I'm pretty open-minded, you know, but this was
like
whoa. And I was like, oh, that looks like a full-size man head. Like, you know, like what is going on here? And it was her kindergartner and he wanted mommy's milk.
That's a family that doesn't vaccinate their kids either.
Oh,
right.
I don't know. All I know is
the
that.
The clothes are organic, whatever that means.
Non-GMO clothes.
I don't know. You see
not genetically
like, yeah, you see clothing that's not organic or blankets. I'm like, what does that even mean? What I don't understand it, but yeah.
So yeah, is there a good time? And I know that the answer can be generically when it's right, when you feel it's right. But can't there be a time where, say, you breastfeed, and you get into the routine, you're used to it, and it's not inconvenient once you're used to it. Is there a time where, like, uh-oh, now it's like getting them to sleep in their bed. It's like you have to retrain them to
yeah.
get out of your bed. And is that the same?
Is 6 years old, I think you really want to know how many people breastfed their baby till six.
Yeah.
6 years old. Is that completely fine with you to nurse your baby till 6 years old?
Whew.
Okay. Good question yeah. on Baby University. That was a good question,
thank
student.
Thank you. Thank you. Do I get a gold star on my forehead?
You do.
Okay.
Right on your boob.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Only I can make that joke. Don't even take it further.
Okay.
Don't even take it further. Only I.
Okay.
I got him. I can make the joke. You don't have him.
Okay.
You can't make the joke.
Don't give me one. Give me two.
And he still made a joke.
Hi to Buzz, Baby University. What you got?
When my wife was breastfeeding with our son,
yes,
she didn't get to get past 6 months. She dried up too quickly after we started introducing foods. But personally, I would say if you can make it to a year, do that, because at that point you can have them tested to see if they have a dairy allergy or not.
I see. So you got to wait till a year to get the testing.
Well,
then.
The goal, well, right? Every woman tries to get that year mark, but you're right. Just like for your wife, some women just can't, especially when you go back to work. It's hard.
Yeah.
The pressure.
Well, our case was she got to 6 months and couldn't do it anymore, so we had to switch to formula.
Uh-huh.
But he started getting these rashes that we and the doctors all assumed were just a milk rash or something like that.
Right.
But after he turned a year old, we found out that it was actually because he had a dairy intolerance.
Wow.
The formula that we had been giving him for 6 months, he had an intolerance to. And it was giving him a rash.
How do you feel about, let's say, hypothetically, your wife, your kid's 6 years old and your wife is still nursing? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is that kid from, I think it was Game of Thrones or something like that.
Yeah!
Is there a kid?
I had the same.
Really?
Yeah, it's so
gross. The first thing that comes to my mind. That's just not right anymore.
It was just not right. It's just not right.
Thank you for being a professor today.
Class is dismissed.
You're the best. Thank you. Good morning. The Buzz. Baby University?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Help me out.
All right. Now, when my kids were younger, the doctor told us 6 to 9 months and then cut them off.
Oh, okay.
But then you got to transition over from formula, whatever, over to regular milk, and you got it easier anyway because you guys are going to do both, right? Bottle and her nurse?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it'll be easier for you guys to make that transition anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And after, would you say eight months?
6 to 9 months, man, when they told us. Because once they start getting teeth, it becomes a real nuisance.
I mean, not that I've ever experienced that, but I'm sure teeth aren't really a lot of fun.
Yeah, after that, after 8, 9 months, you're a freaking weirdo.
I think
that's the general consensus here from the Buzz listener.
You know, I had before we wrap this up, I have a thought. Like, so say your kid breastfeeds till their kindergarten, right? That's something they'll never forget. But when you breastfeed up to like a year, you don't even know you've done that, right?
Exactly. They don't remember it.
You don't remember it. It's like, so in kindergarten, you'd be like, oh, that's, wow, I don't know people did that. I mean, right?
I hate to judge. We all hate to judge, right? Yeah. You don't want to.
I don't know. I think that's kind of weird, though, don't you?
But it is weird.
Hey, kids going to walk to school? What'd you have after school? Yeah. I latched on to my mom. What'd you have?
I know, right?
I know.
So weird. When your head is as big as your kids, they can't breastfeed.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
When my kid's head is bigger than my boob, now we have a problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.